Good morning. Welcome to a conversation with the Office of Facilities, Environmental, and Cultural Resources. My name is Deborah Thompson, and I'm your podcast host. Today is Tuesday, March 29th, and a beautiful spring morning in Albuquerque, New Mexico. For the next half hour, we'll be discussing the Core Facilities Database for Indian Affairs, the Facilities Management Information System, affectionately known as FEMIS. Our guest today is OFMC's Margie Morin. Margie is a member of the Turtle Mountain Chippewa Tribe. Margie is well known throughout Indian Affairs as one of the leading experts in the facilities management program. Margie is a former facility manager at Turtle Mountain and the former chief of the Division of Planning and Design at OFMC. Margie is currently working part-time as a deputy assistant director for OFMC. Welcome, Margie.
Welcome. Thank you for having me, and I appreciate being here this morning to visit with you about our FEMIS database and hoping to enlighten everybody about what's going on at our office.
Great. Well, let's talk a little history. Can you give us some background on what exactly is FEMIS?
FEMIS is our facility management information system that was developed to help management as a tool in the operation, maintenance, planning, design, and construction of facilities in Indian Country. FEMIS was implemented in 1997. In the early 1990s, we did what we called a business process reengineering to look at different database systems for our office. And that's when we determined that we needed to develop our own system, that there wasn't any off-the-shelf systems that really worked the way we did our business, so we implemented our own. It's been a very successful system. We've had it in place 14 years now, and so we're really happy to have gone through the long road to be here today.
That's great. So can you tell me, what did we have before FEMIS? How did we track and monitor everything prior?
The prior system before FEMIS was called FACOM. FACOM, again, was an in-house developed database system. DOI had agencies with their own database systems. And when we developed FEMIS, we also went out and did a assessment out in the field for all of the new inventory and backlog. We hired a contractor to go out and look at all of our needs in Indian Country for all of the facilities that we take care of. And with that, we updated all of our needs for our backlog is what we use for our project plans.
So Margie, can you tell us what effect does FEMIS have on facilities management?
FEMIS is used at all levels of the organization. It's used for the day-to-day operation and maintenance via work tickets, annual performance plans for the operation and maintenance system. At the region and OFMC level, it's used to prioritize our projects. The data is not just opinion. It's just based on the information by the contractors, as well as the field, regional office, safety inspectors, all of the information that's put in the system. It's an effective tool for management. Backlog tracking of job orders, we use it for condition assessment ranking, clear focus on providing good learning environment for our children, for agency staff, also for our detention centers.
That's wonderful. So can you tell us, are there any deficiencies or weaknesses within FEMIS?
I think part of the weakness that we feel might be is there's a large turnover of our staff at the agency level, and so we in school levels where we have to continually have training for a lot of our staff to be able to utilize the system.
Okay, let's talk about current events here with FEMIS. What exactly where do we stand in the maturation of FEMIS?
FEMIS is at a full level of operation for everybody in the field, region, and OFMC. We use it to establish what we call our Facility Condition Index. This is a national index that's used to determine the good, fair, and poor condition of facilities. Most industries use the FCI index at a 15.15 as being a poor. Because we're the only one in the department that has schools where we have young children our FCI condition index of poor is at 0.10. So it's a national index rating that tells you what condition our schools are in.
So can you tell us maybe how environmental or detention centers and or safety, how does that play in within FEMIS?
There is a component that's used for the environmental where they enter in their own data of all of the different type of environmental hazards. As well, detentions, we also use the same facility condition index to determine what kind of condition our jails are in. And as well, the FCI for condition index for detention is also a 0.10.
Margie, can you tell us a little bit about training? Does the use of FEMIS require training? Is it hard to use for the field? Can you give us some information?
FEMIS, in order to get access to FEMIS, we require a 40-hour user training. And that training goes through the whole process of how we do our inventory, how safety inspections are loaded, how we do backlog, how you do a cost estimation. So it's a very detailed process, and it's really for the field use of FEMIS and how they would apply it. When we developed FEMIS, we used a lot of our field people on the team to tell us how they would do their business, what they needed. So when we developed it, a lot of the windows were developed where it was a pick items instead of a free-form typing. So it's very, very easy for the end user to use FEMIS.
Well, as a FEMIS user, I can attest that it's very, very user-friendly. So can you tell me, how would the average facilities employee out in the field get to training? How is it advertised? How would I find? Who would I contact? And so forth.
FEMIS has a help desk that we set up, and within that help desk, there's a place where we can log in and find out where the training sessions are. I'm sorry, I don't have that information right in front of me. But we do have two training sessions per month. One is the 40-hour session, and another is a refresher course. So if you contact our office at OFMC, 505-563-5142, you can get the information of where you can find out about their training for FEMIS.
Okay, great. So can you tell me, why is it important to keep current and having trained employees on FEMIS?
It's really critical for you to utilize the FEMIS program, as the more you utilize the program, the more you get your fair share in funding. It's about the funding level. You get your day-to-day operation based off of your inventory. If your inventory is not up to date, you're not getting all of the operation and maintenance funding that you qualify for. Second, we have a large special project funding pool that helps take care of items over $2,500. If you're not updating your backlog, you don't qualify for a lot of the special program funding. So it's really critical for the end user to use FEMIS to get your fair share of funding.
Okay, so let's head off into the future a little bit. So can you give us some examples or tell us why FEMIS is unique to Indian Affairs?
FEMIS is unique to Indian Affairs because it was developed on how we do our day-to-day business, how we develop our projects for the department, as well as how safety does inspections and goes out to the field locations. They're able to load their inspections into FEMIS. That end user, after it's loaded by the safety inspector, is able to create a backlog or a work ticket. If that item that needs to be repaired through that safety inspection is less than $2,500, it goes into what we call the work ticket, and it's done by that maintenance personnel. If that work item is over $2,500, it goes into the backlog, and it qualifies for special funding. So it really is set up to adapt to how we do business, and it's important that that end user use the system so they qualify for that funding.
Do you think that there should be an umbrella department facilities database?
I think the department does have special project and special reporting requirements that all the bureaus need to respond to. Our office is looking at what we call Maximo. It's another system that the department is using with a lot of the other bureaus. We're currently doing what we call a gap analysis to take a look at how FEMIS does business as well as what Maximo has to offer us for that same type of operation. After the gap analysis is completed, the Bureau will determine, do we want to change over to a new system or do we want to remain with FEMIS? That has yet not been determined.
Okay. Well, we're just about out of time. As Margie has discussed with us, you know, FEMIS really is the cornerstone for this facility management program. And it's important for those of you out there to contact facilities, to get information, to get to the training, and to keep your backlogs, your inventory, and so forth current. We really look forward to seeing the continued developments of FEMIS and its role in helping improve conditions for our Native children, our Indian Affairs employees, as well as our incarcerated tribal members. So I'd like to thank you, Margie, not only for the FEMIS conversation, but for all your contributions to the Indian Affairs Facilities Management Program. I'd also like to thank the listeners for allowing us to be a little part of your busy morning. Until next month, this is Deborah Thompson from the Division of Safety and Risk Management, leaving you with one final thought. Mission first, safety always. Thanks, and have a great day.
Thank you.